Dr. Whiteman, good morning. Thanks for joining us.
Good morning, Paul. Happy Friday to you.
And to you as well. Looking at the agenda from last night, looks pretty standard. Paying bills, buying equipment, all that good stuff, huh?
Yeah, we had a consent grouping that we had to address last night and everything, but we really like to address a lot of the things that we're trying to accomplish here in the district, and one of our goals is school safety, and we've got a number of things that we've been doing to improve or enhance our school safety in our schools. As you know, this week has been Michigan Severe Weather Awareness Week. You know, statewide, I think it was Wednesday at 1 o'clock, they had that tornado drill that everybody heard that siren and probably was looking at each other like, what's going on, you know. But we focus on 5 fire drills, 2 tornado, and 3 lockdown over the course of the year. But in the end, though, I've got a phenomenal Board of Education that not only are they focused on student learning, but they're also focused on student safety as well.
Now, it's really important, especially in this day and age. You mentioned weather, but, you know, lockdown is important to be prepared for in the case of some other kind of an emergency, too.
Absolutely. As a matter of fact, you know, speaking about school safety and everything, you know, this weekend's our prom and we have our senior all-night party. We have today at 2 o'clock, I think this is actually perfect timing, at our city Department of Public Safety, we have a distracted driving crash simulation. You know, kids today, when they get their driver's license, they like to text and eat and read, put on their makeup sometimes, and even do some things they shouldn't be doing. And we want to make sure that, you know, they understand that when you get behind the wheel of a car, you don't have a situation where you could be distracted in your driving. And after this actual simulation at 2 o'clock today, they're going to have a follow-up presentation in our Performing Arts Center to talk about what it is that they observe. And these are things that our juniors and seniors are going to have an opportunity to talk about, too. So, yeah, we're kind of focusing on school safety, particularly here at the end of the year. So,
well, especially, as you mentioned, with prom and graduation season coming, there's so many distractions even outside the car. It's, you know, easy to forget how important those things are. And I'll tell you what, when you're driving, something can happen in a split second, and if you're not looking, you know, where you should be looking, it can be disastrous.
Absolutely, you know, and we want to make sure that when our kids do get behind the wheel and everything, they're focused on what needs to be done, and that is to keep your eyes on the road, because again, at any time, if you're doing something and you're not focusing on what you need to do, you can end up into a serious situation. So
I can't believe that it is almost the end of the academic school year. How's it been in Marysville? Good, good year thus far?
Well, you know what? We just got back from spring break. We, you know, I don't know if you're aware of this, but we're right in the middle of testing. The MSTEP state assessment is taking place. All of our 5th and 8th grade and 11th graders have been taking that assessment. We just took our SAT and PSAT assessments. So, you know, just with that right there, and even just mentioning prom and the senior class all-night party, all these different events and activities seem to happen all at once at the end of the school year, which makes it not only very, very exciting, but also very exhausting as well, not only just for our students, but also our staff here in the district.
Well, hang in there. It's going to be a quick ride to the end here, but it's coming, and you mentioned testing going on this week. That's exhausting and stressful, too, for kids and for teachers as well.
Yeah, it is, and I'll tell you what, these are high-stakes assessments. You know, the outcomes and results, you know, have a big impact on the you know, what's going to happen to potentially even schools. You know, so, you know, we want to make sure that our kids have the best opportunity to do well, and we prepare them for not only assessment, also we prepare them for the, you know, leaving school and going on and doing things in life as well. So,
well, it's an important and exciting time of year, and we'll be even closer to graduation next time we talk. Dr. Whiteman, we appreciate you joining us this morning. Thanks for your time.
Hey, thank you so much, Paul. Have a great weekend.
You too. Bye-bye.